Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah,
Hallelujah，
赞美主，
赞美主，赞美主
，Hallelujah，Hallelujah to the Lamb。
哦，Hallelujah，给羔羊。
Let us worship Him。
哦，我们一起来敬拜主。
Hallelujah. We welcome you, Lord Jesus.
主啊，我们欢迎你。
We bow before you.
主，我们向你敬拜。
We welcome you.
主啊，我们欢迎你。
Pour out your spirit.
主啊，把你的灵倾倒下来。
Without you, we can do nothing at all.
离了你，我们什么都不能做。
We look to you this morning.
主啊，今天早上我们单单的仰望你。
We want to behold you.
主，我们要来仰望你。
Pour out your spirit.
把你的灵倾倒下来。
Come to every meeting.
主啊，临到每一位。
We thank you, Jesus.
主，谢谢你。
You've told us where two or three gather in your name, there you are in the midst.
主啊，你的话告诉我们，有两三个人奉你的名聚会，你就在我们当中。
We are more than two or three.
我们这边有好多个人。
And we welcome you in our midst.
所以我们大大的欢迎你在我们当中。
Reveal yourself to us.
主啊，把你自己启示给我们。
Let us see you.
我们要看见你。
Let our eye of faith be open.
主啊，我们的心，我们的信心要看见你。
That we may see you.
我们要看见你，主。
Hallelujah.
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 Jesus is here.
耶稣在这里。
Jesus is with you.
耶稣与我们同在。
And best of all, he is within you.
哦，更好的，耶稣就在我们里面。
Turn within.
哦，转向耶稣。
Say, Jesus, you're living in me.
哦，跟耶稣说，主啊，你就在我里面。
Jesus, you're living within me.
主，你就住在我里面。
Have your way.
主啊，凭你意行。
Open my heart to receive more of you.
主啊，求你开我的心，让我更多的领受你。
Fill us with your spirit.
主啊，用你的灵更多的充满我们。
Your spirit is humility.
在你的灵里面就有谦卑。
We have as much humility as we have of you.
我们里面有多少耶稣，我们就有多少的谦卑。
So we say, come in, Jesus, come in.
所以主啊，进来，更多的进来。
Hallelujah.
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 Victory in Jesus.
哦，在耶稣里面有得胜。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I love you.
主啊，我们爱你。
我爱你，
爱你，
爱你，耶稣。
我爱你，耶稣。
我爱你，爱你，我爱你，耶稣。
我爱你，耶稣。
哈利路亚。
哦，哈利路亚。
拉巴沙拉巴卡亚拉巴沙。
哈利路亚。
We love you.
主啊，我们爱你。
Jesus.
耶稣，我们爱你。哈利路亚。
主在我心。
主活在我心。
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 把何等奇妙救恩，基督活在我心。
哦，何等奇妙救恩，基督活在我心。
哈利路亚，
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 哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚。哦 ，Jesus， 赞美你。哦 ，Jesus， 哈利路亚，哈利路亚，
哈利路亚，哈利路亚。
哦，哈利路亚，哈利路亚。
Jesus has called us to be happy Christian.
耶稣呼召我们是要成为很快乐的基督徒。
He wants us to rejoice always.
还有我们常常靠他喜乐。
He wants to fill us with His glory.
他要用他的荣耀充满我们。
Oh, praise the Lord.
哦，赞美主。
It's early morning for us.
在北美，这是清早。
It may be late at night for you.
对你可能是晚上。
But we can rejoice at all times.
可以，我们可以一直的靠主喜乐。
Let us.Praise Him.
我们来赞美主。
Even when He shows us ourselves.
哦，即便是他让我们看见自己的本相的时候。
Even when we see we fail.
即便他让我们看见我们又失败的。
Or the Lord opens our eyes to see self the way it really is.
当主开我们的眼睛，让我们真实的看见自己的本相。
And we see our lack of humility.
我们看到自己多么的缺少谦卑。
We see our anger rising up.
我们看到自己那么容易生气。
Oh, we just bow before Him and say, "Forgive me, Jesus."
哦，那些都是把我们更多逼到耶稣面前，说主啊
，Cleanse my heart.
洁净我。
Make me to be filled with Your Spirit.
主啊，用你的灵充满我。
I present myself to you.
主啊，我把我自己带到你的面前。
Keep working in me.
主啊，不要停止在我身上的工作。
Like you said, you change us from glory to glory.
就像你的话说，你在荣上加荣的改变我们。
Change me a little today.
哦，这边一点点的改变。
And tomorrow, you're ready to change me again.
明天你又在改变。
Until I see you face to face.
哦，直到我面对面的看见你。
I'm being changed from glory to glory.
哦，主啊，你正在荣上加荣的改变我们。
Until it's no longer I, but Christ who lives in me.
哦，一直的改变，直到不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
And the life that I live, I no longer live in the flesh.
我如今在肉身活着，不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
Paul said, "I live by the life of the Son of God."
保罗说，我今天活着是靠着神儿子的生命活着。
He loved me.
他是爱我。
He gave himself for me.
为我舍己。
That he may live out his life within me.
以至于他可以从我里面活出他的自己。
I think it's such a good reminder Pastor Chow gave us last month that we should wake up saying, Jesus, you're within me.
上个月周牧师告诉我们，他每天早上起来的时候就告诉主，主啊，你就住在我里面。
Christ is in you.
哦，基督就在我里面。
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to His name.
荣耀归主名。
Today is our last class together.
今天是这个谦卑课程的最后一课。
There's so much on my heart to share with you.
我心里还有很多的话想要跟大家分享。
But most important is that we catch sight of Jesus.
可是最重要的就是我们要一直的注视耶稣。
We lift our eyes.
仰脸。
And we look at his face.
注视耶稣。
And we see him in his beauty.
哦，在他的荣美里更多的看见他。
And we fall more deeply in love with him.
哦，在他的荣美看见他，更多的爱上他。
He is the humility of God.
他是谦卑。
Jesus himself is humility.
主耶稣基督自己就是谦卑，就是活出谦卑。
And he wants to reveal that humility in us.
他要把这个谦卑启示在我们的里面。
As we said from our first class, we have as much humility as we have of Jesus in us.
第一堂课我们就讲到，我们里面有多少耶稣，我们就有多少的谦卑。
So we ask for him to fill us with more of his spirit.
所以我们要这样子的祷告主啊，更多用你自己的灵充满我们。
He was the servant of all.
哦，他是主的仆人。
As we read in Philippians, he emptied himself.
好像我们读到腓立比书，他自己倒空。
And he became obedient unto death.
他存心顺服，以至于死。
And he encourages us to humble ourselves.
他也鼓励我们。要谦卑，要自卑下来。
James tells us that command, humble yourself.
雅各告诉我们，勿要在主面前自卑。
That doesn't mean to think lowly of yourself.
这不是把自己看低的。
And talk yourself down all the time.
常常数落自己。
Some people say, oh, I can't do that. I'm not able. I don't have anything.
我们人有时候常常说，哦，我不能做，我不会。
Actually, they're just concentrating on their self.
事实上，当我们这样子说的时候，我们是注意我们自己。
Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
保罗告诉我们，靠着那加给他力量的，他凡事都能做。
That's because he wasn't depending on himself.
因为保罗不是靠他自己。
He was depending on that life of Christ within him.
他是靠着那在他里面的生命。
So we need to stop concentrating on our weakness and our lack.
所以我们不要注意我们的软弱，我们的不足。
Many people think.That's humbling ourselves.
很多人以为这样子注意自己的不足就是谦卑。
I heard a great teacher say one time.
有一位老师这样子讲。
Forget yourself.
忘掉自己吧。
Your good self or your bad self.
不管你的好，你的不好。
And concentrate on Jesus.
哦，专注在耶稣身上。
Concentrate on how wonderful he is.
专注在主是多么的奇妙的一位主。
Lose yourself.
把自己消失在主的里面。
As you praise him.
哦，借着赞美把自己消失。
As you rejoice in him.
哦，当你靠主喜乐。
Oh, how wonderful.
哦，多么的奇妙。
So we give ourselves to him.
我们把自己交给主。
Fully and completely.
完完全全的把自己交给主。
As a very empty vessel.
好像一个倒空的器皿。
And allow him to fill us.
哦，那样子的空让他能够来充满。
Hallelujah.
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 Praise the Lord.
赞美主耶稣。我非常的感恩。
This week, we had a dear friend.Pass away.
有一个好朋友，这一周里面过世了。
And I have another cousin of mine who is dying of cancer.
然后我有一个堂兄，表兄弟，他 面临死亡，因为癌症的缘故。
And it has made me stop and think about life.
这不得不让我想到人生。
And I found the most important thing I have done my entire life.
我这一生做的最重要的一件事。
Is to give myself to the Lord Jesus Christ.
就是把我自己完全的交给主。
Our good friend who passed away had lived for God.
我这位好朋友刚刚到主那里去的这一位，他一生都为主而活。
And my relative has lived for himself.
我这个亲戚男儿他是为自己活。
And I have been able to share with him how wonderful Jesus is.
我有机会跟他分享主耶稣是多么的奇妙。
And how he stands with open arms to receive those who turn to him.
我告诉他，主一直在那边张开他的膀臂来欢迎我们。
And I thought how important it is that we give ourselves all together to the Lord Jesus.
哦，这是多么的重要！我们需要完完全全的把自己交给主。
Over 50 years ago, I said, Jesus, I want to belong all together to you.
50年前，我那样子对主说：“主啊，我把我自己全然的交给你，完全的属于你。”
I give myself body, soul, and spirit to you.
我将我全人灵魂体都交给你。
And no matter what trials have come or what problems have come in my life,
不管什么样的试炼，什么样的困难临到我，
I have this great rock to stand on.
哦，主，你是那个坚固的磐石，我就站在上面。
That I belong to Jesus.
主啊，我是属于你的。
I've made many airplane trips the last few 12 years or so.
过去12年左右，有常常有机会坐飞机。
And in my lifetime, I've had surgeries.
我也面临过要动手术。
And had to go under the operations.
进入那个手术房。
But every time I say, Jesus, I belong altogether to you.
每一次我就提醒主，主啊，
And
我是完全属于你的。
I have always gotten great peace.
主就把一个奇妙的平安放在我的里面。
So if you want to know what's the most important thing in my life,
如果你要问我，我一生最重要的事是什么？
It's this wonderful fact.
就是这个事实。
To belong all together to the Lord Jesus.
就是我全然全心都是属于主的。
Oh, I knew the Lord as a Christian for many years before that.
我认识主很多很多的年。
But 50 years ago, I made that contract with the Lord.
可是只有在50年前，我与主立了这个约。
And I wrote it out on a paper with pen and ink.
我把它写下来。
Say, Jesus, I give myself altogether to you.
我写下来与主立的这个约，主啊，我是完全属于你的。
So I encourage you.
我今天要在这里鼓励大家。
Give yourself altogether to him.
快快的把你自己全然的奉献给主。
Make a contract.
跟主立下这个约。
And sign your name.
签个名。
Jesus, I'm yours.
主啊，我是你的了。
And then we can claim more fully the verse in Romans 8:28 that all things work together for good to those that love God.
然后罗马书八章二十八节，神对爱他的人，
for those who are called according to His purpose,
万事都互相效力，叫爱他的人得益处，就是按他名所召来的人。这个经节我们就可以更多的支取了。
Because trials do come.
试炼会来的。
And troubles arise and surprises along this journey.
会有不容易，会有难处临到。
But this has been my anchor.
哦，这是我的锚，抛得稳稳的。
To belong to him.
全然的属于主。
He always takes care of what is his own.
哦，主对属于他的人照顾得这么好。
I see Emma this morning and you know she has four children.
雅琳姊妹有四个孩子。
And she takes care of those children.
哦，她那样子的照顾她的孩子。
Because they are hers.
因为他们是她的孩子。
That's the way Jesus does when we say we are his.
耶稣也是这样子对我们，当我们跟他说，主啊，我们是你的。
He has freedom to take full care of us.
哦，主就这样子的，来，那样子的照顾我们。
He waits for us to choose him.
主在等着我们来选择他。
He gives all creation a free will.
他给我们有自由的意志。
It's so sad when people choose to live their own life.
非常的悲凄凉，当人选择过自己的生活。
And do their own thing.
照自己的意思活。
Oh, so much better. To give our life to God.
哦，你不知道这多么的好，我们把自己全然的交给主。
And say, you choose Jesus.
然后跟主说，主啊，你为我选择。
Do with me as seems to you good.
你看为善，看为正的事，你就这样子做在我身上。
And even if trials or trouble comes, you know he's working all things together for our good.
即便有试炼，有难处临到，你也知道神是叫万事互相效力的那一位。
Sometimes he uses these circumstances to work within us.
主常常使用这些环境来在我里面做工。
We don't have to look very far in the Bible to see this is true.
我们看神的话不需要看太多，我们就可以看得出来，这个是一个事实。
You know the story of King David.
我们都知道大卫的故事。
When he was a very young boy taking care of sheep out in the field.
当他还是年轻的孩子的时候，他在野地牧放群羊。
His family was visited by Samuel.
有一天，撒母耳去探望他们。
The priest came to his home.
这位祭司来到他们的家。
God sent him to anoint.
神特别的指示撒母耳要去膏一个人。
Saul had lost the kingdom.
因为神厌弃扫罗做王。
By disobedience.
因为他不顺服。
Oh, Samuel comes and all of David's brothers stand before him.
撒母耳来到耶西的家，他的儿子都站在撒母耳面前。
They look very qualified.
他们看起来都很像一个做王的样子。
But each time, God said no.
可是当一个一个走过去的时候，神对撒母耳说，我不拣选他。
Samuel said, do you have anybody else in the family, any other sons?
撒母耳问耶西说，你还有别的儿子吗？
He said, yes, I have the youngest. He's out taking care of the sheep.
他说有的，我还有一位最小的在野地放羊。
He's not very important.
他好像他不重要吧。
Call him, Samuel said.
Samuel 说叫他来。
And when he came before Samuel,
当大卫来到撒母耳面前，
the Lord said, he's the one.
主借着撒母耳，主对撒母耳说就是他。
You look at the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart.
人看人是看外貌，耶和华是看人心。
You see, David was out in the field worshiping, loving God, singing melody unto God.
Oh, 大卫在野地放羊的时候，他在那边敬拜主，在那边弹琴歌颂神。
God saw him.
神看见了。
God sees us too.
神也看见我们。
He sees if your heart is full of worship.
他看见你的心满了敬拜。
Full of love, full of adoration.
哦，满了对他的爱，对他的尊崇。
And God chose him.
神拣选了大卫。
So at that time, Samuel poured the anointing oil over his head.
所以撒母耳就用膏油膏了大卫。
Wonderful.
太奇妙。
And then, even was not king at that time.
他还。
He was anointed to be king, but it didn't happen just then.
他被膏要做王，还没有做上王。
God had much to teach David.
哦，神还有很多的功课要大卫学习。
You know, God has a training school.
你知道神有一个训练的学校。
Are you in God's training school?
你在神的训练学校吗？
He uses the circumstances of our life to train us
他使用在我们周围所发生的事情来训练我们，
to make us more like himself.
为的就是让我们更多的像主。
And then came the giant Goliath.
格利亚，
And David went to see his brothers fighting in the battle.
当大卫被差去探望他的哥哥，来到这个战场。
Because of that anointing on David,
哦，因为大卫是被膏的。
he was full of faith.
哦，他那样子蛮有信心。
He said, I will fight the battle.
我要来征战。
And they all laughed at him, made fun of him.
他们取笑他。
He's only a boy.
他不过是一个孩子，
A weak vessel.
是一个软弱的器皿。
With the anointing of the Lord upon him, he killed the giant.
哦，可是当神的膏油这样子膏他，大卫能够杀死那个哥利亚。
With that slingshot, God directed that stone right at Goliath.
大卫只用了极限的甩石，那神引导那个石头就直接打上哥利亚的额头。
And the giant is fell down.
哦，这个大巨人就倒了，
How wonderful!
太奇妙了。
But that was just the beginning.
哦，不过这只不过是一个开始而已。
You know, Saul recognized that David had the Spirit of God on him.
那个扫罗注意到那个神的灵在大卫身上。
And Saul wanted him to play for him
扫罗要大卫为他弹琴，
and to work for him.
为他工作。
And Saul became jealous of him and envious.
然后扫罗开始对大卫生出嫉妒。
Because the people all praised David, gave him honor.
因为人们都这样子颂扬大卫，给他很多的尊荣。
So David had to run away to save his life.
所以到一个地步，大卫必须要逃跑。
He was chased, and
他被追赶。
he was pursued,
他被追杀，
and he had to hide
他必须要躲藏起来，
because of Saul's anger and hatred.
因为扫罗那样子的恨他，那样子的嫉妒他。
But all of this God allowed because he was preparing David for the throne.
可是这些都是神所允许发生。为了要预备大卫登上这个王位。
One author of the story of David's life says,
有一位写到大卫的生平这样子讲。
God was after the Saul in David's own heart.
有人这样子讲到，神是要对付大卫里面那个扫罗的人。
That means God wanted to change the spirit of self.
就是神要在大卫里面完全把他那个己完全挪去。
When we read the book of Psalms, we see all of the trouble that David went through.
当我们读到诗篇的时候，我们看到大卫他经历了那么多的试炼。
But that trouble drove him closer to God.
但是这些试炼都是把他更多的逼到神的面前。
The more he suffered and to God.
他越是受苦，他越是奔向神。
That's what we should do. Run to Jesus.
我们也应该这样子，越是不容易，越是要奔向神。
He could have said, I am called to be the king.
大卫大可以这样讲，你不是呼召我做王吗？
Some people say, I am called to be a minister.
有的人说，神明明是呼召我出来做传道人啊。
We don't know the path to ministry is often suffering.
可是我们不晓得，要做一个传道人，在这条路上要经过很多的苦难的。
The path for David to the throne was suffering.
在大卫登上宝座这一段路程，经过了很多的苦难。
Suffering makes us compassionate.
受苦能够让我们里面生出一个同情人的心。
Afflictions are God's instruments.
苦难是神所使用的一个工具。
They free us from the world.
能够把我们从世界里面释放出来。
They prepare us for God's use.
能够更完全的预备我们成为合乎主用。
That's why Paul could say, I rather glory in my weakness.
这就是为什么保罗说，我要夸自己的软弱。
Because the Lord had showed him, when you are weak, then you are strong.
因为主让他看见，他什么时候软弱的，他什么时候就刚强了。
He had a thorn in the flesh.
在他身上有一根刺。
And he asked the Lord three times, set me free, deliver me from this.
有三次他为了这根刺求主他挪去。
The Lord said to him, my grace is enough for you.
神却对他说，我的恩典够你用的。
Out of weakness.
因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。
You are made strong.
因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。
So we learn something about God's ways.
所以我们从这里学到神的路。
He has to prepare us to serve him.
要服侍他，必须要先经过主的装备。
Jesus spent 30 years in God's training school.
耶稣在地上的时候花了30年在神的训练学校里学习。
That was 10 times as long as his ministry.
那是十倍的。
He ministered 3 years.
他服侍了三年半，那他预备的是十年，十倍的时间。
We need to be patient with God's, in God's training school.
我们在神的训练学校里面一定要有忍耐。
He has much to show us of ourselves.
他有太多要让我们看见我们自己的。
That's why I told you how to pray, show me myself the way you see me.
那就是为什么我一开始就告诉大家要这样子祷告，主啊，求你让我看见我的自己，好像你看见我一样。
He shows us our anger.
主就让我们看见我们的怒气。
Our impatience with others.
我们对人的不耐烦，没有耐心。
Our conceit.
我们的自负、自大、自满。
Our critical spirit.
我们的那个批评、论断的灵。
Shows us our desire for attention.
他看到我们看见我们里面有那样子的一个渴望，被认可，被赞同。
And sometimes our discouragement.
有时候我们就落入一种沮丧或是气馁的里面。
Our disobedience.
里面的不顺从，不服从。
Our envy.
我们的嫉妒。
And jealousy.
我们的记恨。
Our love. For control, we want to be in control.
我们那种喜爱能力、控制、掌权的心。
It shows us our lust.
它让我们看见我们里面那种欲望、那种贪婪。
How we lie, not quite tell the whole truth.
我们那么容易说谎话，没有说实话。
I remember a class one time, I was teaching on lying.
有一次我在教导说谎这件事的时候，
It was a Chinese class.
是一个对中国人教导的一个课。
And the Holy Spirit revealed to one of the girls that she had been lying.
神在那个课里面向一个女孩子开启，她一直在说谎。
The Chinese do not like to hurt anybody.
因为中国人的本性，我们不太愿意伤害别人。
So when somebody asks them a question, they don't tell the truth.
所以当有人问问题的时候，我们有时候不愿意说实话。
All of a sudden, she started to cry and cry and cry in the class.
所以当神让她看见，她就开始哭泣。
She said, I've been lying all my life.
她说我一生都是在讲谎话。
If somebody asked me, do you like this dress on me? Then she says, oh yes, it's very lovely. But she thought it was terrible.
当有人问她，你喜欢这件衣服吗？她说，哦呀呀呀，很好看。事实上她觉得非常不好看。
So we have to be careful.
所以我们需要小心。
That we speak truth.
我们要讲实话。
And we can do it in love.
我们可以在爱心里说实话。
And you just say maybe to the person, well, I have seen things, clothes that look better on you.
你可以这样子讲，我看过你穿别的衣服，蛮好看的。
So we had a wonderful time of her repenting over her lying.
所以那个姊妹在那堂课里面，她那样子的悔改。
Well, other things he shows us is our selfishness.
主也让我们看到我们里面有自私。
Our self-pity.
自怜。
Feeling sorry for ourselves.
常常觉得自己好可怜。
And our self-righteousness.
我自义。
That we always do what is right.
哦，常常觉得我做的都是对的。
Our self-will.
自我的意志很强。
Touchiness.
非常的敏感。
That means we're super sensitive.
非常的敏感。
Oh, Jesus wants to free us.
哦，主要这样子的释放我们。
All of these things have their root in pride.
这些东西它的根都是因为骄傲。
It is all the pride that we inherited from Adam and Eve.
都是从亚当夏娃堕落以后所留下来的那个骄傲的根。
They are our parents.
亚当夏娃是我们的先祖。
We have inherited our pride from them.
我们从他们那边得到这个骄傲，生来就有骄傲。
And they received it from the devil.
他们是从撒旦那里得到的。
When the devil tempted them to be great, to be like God.
当撒旦那样子的诱惑他们，要与神同等。
They partook of the devil's pride.
他们就在那一刻跟撒旦同享了那个骄傲。
And they passed it on to all of us.
然后就延续到后面的子子孙孙。
Now we seek to have another life within us.
可是现在我们里面有另外一个生命。
The life of Christ.
哦，基督的生命。
When we receive Him, we inherit His nature.
当我们接受主到我们的里面，我们就领受了他的性情。
Paul calls it a new creation.
保罗说这是一个新造的人。
It's a new life.
是一个新的生命。
It's the life of Christ.
是基督自己的生命。
And he conquered all of pride.
他战胜了骄傲。
He was obedient to death.
他存心顺服以至于死。
He won a full victory.
他赢得了完全的得胜。
And he's waiting to have us share that victory.
哦，他那样子迫不及待，我们都能够跟他分享他的得胜。
A full victory.
完全的得胜。
Where we are so taken up with Jesus.
当我们那样子的被耶稣来占满。
We have fallen so deeply in love with Jesus.
那样子深深的爱上主。
That we surrender to Him completely.
哦，我们就那么容易能够完全的降服给他。
And we cry all the time, live out your life within me.
哦，我们就会一直的呼喊主啊，从我的里面活出你的自己。
Jesus, you take over.
主啊，你来掌权。
I want you to be on the throne of my heart.
主啊，我要你在我的里面做王。
I want you to live within me.
我要你从我里面完全活出你的生命。
Whatever he shows us, he gives.
他怎么样让我们看见，他就是怎么样给我们。
What he is, he imparts to us.
他所是的，他都愿意全然的给我们。
We have as much humility as we have of Christ living within us.
我们里面有多少的耶稣住在里面，我们就有多少的谦卑。
We live in his presence day by day.
我们在他的同在里，一日复一日的生活。
Partaking of his spirit.
支取他的生命，他的灵。
And no longer occupied with ourselves.
哦，不再被这个己生命来占有了。
Being occupied with ourselves can never free us from ourselves.
哦，里面如果埋了自己的话，我们就一直在捆绑的里面。
But being occupied with Him.
哦，如果里面埋有耶稣。
Having a revelation of Jesus.
更多的看见耶稣。
Always makes us bow low.
哦，就很自然的，我们就会在他面前低伏。
Hallelujah.
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 And along this path that Jesus has called us,
在这条路上，耶稣呼召我们。
He is always working to change us into his image.
他一直在做工，要把我们改变成像他自己的样子。
We see that in the Apostle Paul.
我们在保罗身上看见。
He went through much affliction.
保罗经过很多的苦难。
But his great desire was to be conformed to the image of God's dear Son.
他一直的渴望要做成像主的样子。
There's a verse in Isaiah.
在以赛亚书有这样子一个经节。
Chapter 28.
在28章。
And verse 28 and 29.
28章。二十八节，二十九节。
Bread flour must be ground or bruised.
他说做饼的粮食是用磨碎，这个磨也有用到这个压伤的意思。
Therefore he does not thresh it forever.
因他不必常打。
He doesn't break it with his cartwheel.
虽用辘犊，就是车的轮子的意思，和马打散。
Or crush it with his horsemen.
是用辘犊和马打散。
This also comes from the Lord of hosts, who is wonderful in counsel.
却不磨他，这也是出于万军之耶和华，他的磨练奇妙。
And excellent in guidance.
他的智慧广大。
Now, what does this verse mean?
这个经节告诉我们什么呢？
I hope you're turning in your Bibles.
把圣经打开来。
And mark this, Isaiah 28:28.
把这个经节，以赛亚书二十八章二十八、二十九节，把它画下来。
And 29.
把它画下来。
It's a lamp to our feet.
你的话是我们脚前的灯。
Jesus called himself the bread of life.
耶稣在地上的时候，他称他自己是生命的粮。
Yeah, the reason he said that.
他讲这句话是有原因的。
That he would be our food.
他成为我们生命的粮。
You know, when he was first born, they put him in a manger.
你知道耶稣刚出生的时候，他们把他放在马槽里。
That was a feeding trough.
这是一个喂养那个动物的一个地方。
That's how the animals ate.
把那个喂动物的食物放在那里的地方。
That was very symbolic that Jesus would be food.
那是非常有意思的，就是好像耶稣成为一个食物。
And then when he ministered, he said, I am the bread of life.
当他服侍的时候，他说，我是生命的粮。
That we can eat him and be fed.
我们要吃他，就得到喂养。
He gave us his word to be our bread.
他把他的话赐给我们，成为我们生命的粮。
Well, here our verse tells us that bread flour must be ground or bruised.
这节第二十八节第一句告诉我们，做饼的粮食是要用磨碎的。
If God calls us ministers to feed the hungry,
如果神呼召我们来做传道人来喂养，
He's making us bread.
他使我们成为那个能喂养人的那个粮食。
That we may feed hungry souls.
所以我们能够喂养人。
But it says here that that bread, in order to be made, the flour, the wheat has to be bruised.
这边就讲到能够做出饼来是需要用面粉，那面粉是要把那个麦子要把它压碎磨碎成为面粉。
The grain has to be crushed.
那个谷粒一颗一颗的需要被打碎被磨成面粉。
So we find out that God allows us to be crushed.
所以我们也发现神允许我们被打碎。
He allows us to be bruised.
他允许我们被压伤。
If we follow Jesus, he calls us to suffer.
如果我们跟随主，他呼召我们要受苦。
Oh, but here's this word of hope. He does not thresh it forever.
但是下一句实在带给我们一个盼望，他没有一直不需要一直打，不必常打。
He doesn't use a powerful wheel to break it.
他也不用那个车轮很重的那个器具来压伤我们。
He doesn't crush it with horses.
他也不用马那么大的力量要把我们好像毁了。
Verse 29, this also comes from the Lord of hosts.
29节很清楚的告诉我们，这也是出于万军之耶和华。
He is, who is wonderful in counsel, excellent in guidance.
他的谋略奇妙，他的智慧广大。
He watches over the process.
在炼金的过程里，他很小心地注意着。
He keeps a careful eye on his servants.
他在每一个他的仆人身上都是很小心地在看着。
He only allows so much crushing.
他允许临到我们身上的压伤、打碎都是有限度的。
He's trying to get rid of the chaff.
他要把我们借着这个压伤的过程，把我们身上那个糠秕磨去，渣滓磨去。
We don't think there is any chaff.
可能你自己觉得我身上没有什么渣滓啊，没有什么糠秕啊。
But God sees.
可是神看见了。
And He has a calling on our lives.
他在我们身上有一个呼召。
Just like He had a calling on David's life.
就像他在大卫身上有一个呼召。
He was preparing David to go to the throne.
他一直在预备大卫，好叫他有一天能够做王。
And he was using these hard places to prepare him.
他用各样的难处来预备大卫。
God often allows people to do outrageously mean things to us.
常常神是容许人对我们做出一些很卑下的事情。
He's trying to bring us down at his feet.
为的让我们能够更多的俯伏下来到他的脚前。
And sometimes we blame the person he uses.
很多时候我们却是指责这些神所使用的工具。
We take an attitude against that person.
我们给他们有态度，不好的态度。
We say they hurt.
我们，这个人伤害了我。
They did what was wrong.
他们在我身上所做的是错的。
We forget that we belong all together to God.
我们讲这句话的时候，完全忘记我们是属于主的。
He is our good father.
他是慈父。
He permits only so much crushing.
是他所允许的，而且他允许的压伤是有限度的。
He is a good God.
他是一位太好的神。
He's a loving Father.
他是一位充满了慈爱的天父。
But He sees the chaff in our life.
他看见我们身上有那个糠秕，有渣滓。
Especially when we're called to the ministry, He sees the pride.
特别他如果呼召我们来做传道人，他看见那个。骄傲在我们里面。
He sees the self-righteousness.
他看见我们里面那个自义。
He sees the self-confidence,
他看到我们里面那个自信，
just like he told Peter.
就是像他对彼得说，
Peter didn't see it, but Jesus saw Peter so self-confident he would never deny the Lord.
彼得自己真的没有看见，可是主早早就看见了，他有一天他会否认主。
But as we said last week, he saw that he did do what Jesus said.
上一课我们有提到，当彼得他看见自己真的做出耶稣事先告诉他的话，
And after the third time, he turned and Jesus looked at him.
他3次不认主以后，主转过身来看彼得，
With that tender, tender love,
主的眼神充满了爱，温柔，
it broke Peter's heart.
彼得的心都碎了。
And he bowed very low in repentance.
彼得整个服下来了，他完全的悔改。
This was crushing some of that. Pride in Peter's heart.
这个就是主使用来把彼得里面的骄傲完全的打碎。
To prepare him to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
为的是预备彼得能够那样子的被圣灵来充满。
And look at the 1,000 people that were saved on the day of Pentecost when Peter preached.
看看后面神那样子能够使用他，他讲到哦，3000人、5000人就这样信了主。
And the Apostle Paul himself saw himself.
保罗，神容许他看到他自己。
When Jesus appeared to him on that road to Damascus,
当主在扫罗，后来是保罗去大马色的路上向他显现的时候，
he saw the Lord's glory.
他看见主的荣耀。
He saw Jesus Christ.
他看到主耶稣自己，
He didn't know who he was, but he called him Lord.
他不知道他是谁，但是他呼叫说："主啊，
He said, Who are you?
主啊，你是谁？"
He said, I'm Jesus, the one you're persecuting.
耶稣说："我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
Peter never forgot that.
他永远不会忘记。
He said, I am the chief of sinners.
保罗说："在罪人中，我是罪魁。
I was a murderer.
我杀人。
And he humbled himself.
他那样子的卑微在主面前。
And God allowed him to go through much suffering.
神容许保罗经过许多的苦难。
But at the end, Paul could say, It's no longer I that live, it's Christ that lives in me.
哦，到最后，保罗能够这样说："如今活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
I've been crucified with Christ.
我与基督同钉十字架。
I live, but not I. Christ lives in me.
现在活着不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
So if God has called you into ministry,
如果神呼召你来服侍他，
a very fruitful ministry,
要有一个满有果实的服侍。
be prepared
哦，你要预备好，
to have the Holy Spirit deal with you
让圣灵来对付我们。
through other people,
他会使用不同的人，
through circumstances,
使用不同的环境，
to help you to come down low before him.
来帮助我们更多的下来。
you feel as though you're being crushed.
你觉得你好像被压伤了。
Don't look at the instrument God uses to put you to death.
不要看那些神所使用的工具来将你致死。
Don't take attitude against that person.
对那些神所使用的工具，不要有态度。
Realize God is after something within you.
要一直看见，哦，主，你在制作我。
He sees what you do not see.
只有主能够看见我们没有看见的地方。
He saw in David something David did not see.
他看见大卫里面有的东西是大卫自己都不知道的。
But David was changed.
但是大卫被改变了。
Through all those trials.
经过这些熬炼。
If you read the Psalms, you see how he is so desperately broken and hurt.
你读他所写的诗，你就知道他那么的被压伤。
He's very upset with his enemies.
他对他的仇敌非常的感受到非常的痛苦。
But more often than not, he ends each psalm with praise to God.
哦，但是每一个诗篇，他都是以颂赞神为结束。
He changes his focus from the problem.
他把他的注意力从问题身上。
From the enemy,
从仇敌的身上
and he lifts his heart in praise to God.
传到神的身上，哦，他里面就涌出对神的赞美。
My hope is in you.
主啊，我的盼望在乎你。
I will praise the Lord at all times.
我要时时称颂耶和华。
I will worship you, O Lord.
我要敬拜你。
I will sing unto the Lord.
我要向主你歌颂。
For he has triumphed.
哦，因为你是全然得胜的主。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So we learn something of God's ways.
我们学了神做事的法则，他的道路。
When we want to be altogether His,
我们要全然完完全全的属于主。
We give Him the right to make us into His image.
我们把所有的主权交给主，让他来把我们制作。成为像他自己的样式。
Change us from glory to glory.
主啊，荣上加荣的改变我们。
And we must be patient when we are crushed.
当我们被压伤、被制作的过程里，我们一定要学习忍耐。
Some of us are so sensitive, we're easily bruised.
我们有些人天性上非常的敏感，我们很容易受伤。
My precious teacher and mentor.
我有一位非常宝贵的老师。
The Lord told her her main nature sin. You know, most of us have a main nature sin. It's bigger than the rest of our sin.
主有一次让她看见她天性里面的一个罪。
Her main nature sin, the Lord spoke very clearly, was sensitiveness.
她天生的最大的难处，最大的罪就是过于敏感。
She was easily offended.
很容易被冒犯。
And the Lord told her she would fail in the ministry if she didn't get rid of it.
主很严肃地告诉她，她如果这个东西不挪去的话，她不能在她的服事上结果。
And she got rid of it.
她把它挪去了，她靠着主。
She prayed the Lord would deliver her.
她一直在祷告主啊，拯救我。
Every time she saw that sensitive attitude,
每一次这个敏感的态度出来的时候，
she would go to the person and ask them to forgive her.
她就走到这个人面前说，请你原谅我。
For being sensitive.
请你原谅我，我太过敏感。
She did that as a young girl. Young woman.
她从很年轻的时候就这样子开始操练。
And God completely freed her.
神完全的释放了她。
Well, maybe you don't know what your main nature sin is. Maybe it's anger.
可能你不知道你本性俱来的那些罪恶是什么，可能是愤怒。
Or maybe it's your strong will.
或者是你的意志力很强。
You always want your own way.
一定要照我的去做。
And you want your husband or your wife to do just what you say.
你要你的配偶一定要听你的。
And if they don't, you are angry.
如果他们不听你的，不照你的意思做，你就生气。
That's when you need to say, forgive me.
那个时候是你要说，主啊，赦免我。
Jesus.
哦，耶稣。哦，释放我们。
Holy Ghost friendship.
以圣灵为友。
Makes you so you don't even want to have your own way.
会让你真的不想要照你的凭己意行事了。
If we fall deeply in love with Jesus.
当我们深深的爱上耶稣的时候。
We don't have to have our own way.
我们真的不想要我们自己的意思，自己的路。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There's so much joy in being fully surrendered to Jesus.
哦，完全的降服给主，里面有多么大的喜乐啊！
To being freed from our own self.
哦，能够从这个己生命里面完全的释放出来。
These nature sins of ours.
这些本性的罪，或者是外面的罪。
They cause us much misery.
哦，这些东西带给我们多大的痛苦。
Jesus wants to set us free.
耶稣来要释放我们。
There's a poem I read many years ago. I'd like to read it to you.
有一首诗，我现在要读给大家听。
My missionary to India.
是一个去印度的宣教士写的。
She was from Ireland.
她是从爱尔兰。
She spent 50 years in India.
她花了50年在印度服侍。
Rescuing little children and putting them into an orphanage.
她救一些小女孩，啊，把她们放在她开她的孤儿院里面。
It was a very hard job. She had to smuggle them out of the temples where idols were.
这是非常不容易的工作，她需要把他们从那个偶像的庙里面偷出来。
He rescued many, many little girls that would have been prostitutes.
他把这些小女孩，他如果不救他们的话，他们就会成为妓女。
It's a very difficult life.
非常不容易的。
So she wrote this poem.
他写了这一首诗。
Have you no scar?
你怎能没有伤痕呢？
No hidden scar on your foot or side or hand.
你没有伤痕在你的手脚和肋旁吗？
I hear your song is mighty in the land.
你名反倒远播四方。
I hear them hail your bright ascendant star. Have you no scar?
你光反倒照射辉煌，你怎能没有伤痕呢？
Have you no wound?
你没有受过伤吗？
Yet I was wounded by the archer's spent.
我像是被弓箭手射伤，我筋疲力竭。
They leaned me against a tree to die.
我是被迫挂在树上死。
I was rent by ravening beasts that compassed me. I swooned.
四围尽是残忍狂妄，我昏厥了。
Have you no wound?
你没有受过伤吗？
No wound, no scar.
你怎能没有受过伤，没有伤痕呢？
Yet as the master shall the servant be.
仆人该与主人同样的。
And pierced are the feet that follow me.
跟随我的人脚上必然要有钉痕的。
But yours are whole.
但你却是完整无恙。
Can you have followed far who has no wound?
一个没有受过伤、没有伤痕的人，他能跟随主到什么程度呢？能跟到多远呢？
Paul said, I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus Christ.
保罗说，我身上带着耶稣基督的印记。
He wants us to be conformed to his image.
他要我们变成主的形象。
We must learn the ways of God.
我们需要学主的路。
He calls us to deny ourselves.
耶稣命令我们要否认自己。
To take up our cross and follow him.
要天天背起十字架来跟随主。
When things cross our nature,
当事情发生不顺我们心的时候。
That may be God's way of helping us to come down low at his feet.
是神做事的法则，让我们更多的下来，低伏在他的脚前。
That we don't trust in our own goodness.
我们不再靠自己的好。
But we trust in his goodness.
哦，也是，乃是依靠主的良善。
We want him to change us.
我们求主来改变我们。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We have another example in the book of Genesis.
在创世纪我们看到另外一个好的例子。
Chapter 37.
我们看创世纪37章。
So you can read it over yourself.
我们可以一起来读。
Oh, you know the story.
我们都很熟悉这个故事，约瑟的故事。
Joseph was 17 and he was his father's favorite.
故事开始的时候讲到约瑟那个时候17岁，他是父亲的宠儿。
And once again, he envied.
他的兄弟对他有记恨。
Caused him to be hurt.
要伤害他。
The envy of his brothers.
他们看到父亲宠他，他们就嫉妒他。
And they threw him in a pit and were thinking of killing him.
他们把他丢在坑里，本来想要杀他的。
And they sold him into slavery.
后来他们就把他卖了，成为奴隶。
And in chapter 39,
39章里面，
Genesis 39, verses 2 and 3,
我们一起来看创世纪39章。二跟三节。
The Lord was with Joseph.
然而耶和华与他同在。
He was a successful man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian.
约瑟住在他主人埃及人的家中，耶和华与他同在，他就百事顺利。
His master saw that the Lord was with him.
他主人见耶和华与他同在。
And the Lord made all he did to prosper.
又见耶和华使他手里所办的尽都顺利。
The Lord was with him.
耶和华与他同在。
In verse 21,
在21节。
This is after Potiphar's wife had tried to seduce him.
这是在波提乏的妻子想要诱惑他的以后。
Would you read me verses 21?
OK, 我们现在一起读21节到23节。但耶和华与约瑟同在，向他施恩，使他在私欲的眼前蒙恩。私欲就把监里所有的囚犯都交在约瑟手下，他们在那里所办的事都是经他的手。23节，凡在约瑟手下的事，私欲一概不查，因为耶和华与约瑟同在，耶和华使他所做的尽都顺利。
Here we have it.Several times in this chapter, the Lord was with him. The Lord made it prosper.
在这边好几次提到耶和华与约瑟同在。
Even though he's in prison.
甚至在监狱里，主都与他同在。
You know, just 17 years old, a young man like our boy, shepherd boy David.
在这里，约瑟是17岁，还有大卫。我们刚才讲到那个时候他在野地放羊的时候还是一个年轻的孩子。
His father gave him that royal robe.
约瑟在这里他父亲给他一个彩衣，为他做了一件彩衣。
The coat of many colors.
一件彩衣。
Meant that he was destined to be first in the family.
所预表的就是他以后要成为这个家里面的掌权的。
But right after this, we find him being sold as a slave.
可是事情的演变，到最后他竟然是被卖成为奴隶。
We saw him being accused of something he did not do.
后来他又被诬告，他做对的事，可是却被诬告。
In chapter 40, we find him in prison.
在第40章里面，我们看见约瑟被关到监里去了。
But the Lord is with him.
可是神与他同在。
The Lord is putting him through his school of discipline.
哦，主在那里使约瑟在他训练的学校里面学习。
It's a school where we learn to trust God.
在这个学校里，约瑟学习来信靠神。
We know in whom we have believed, we're persuaded he's able to keep us.
因为我们知道我们所信的是谁，也知道他必能成就他所要成就的。
Now you know what happened to the butler and the baker. They were in prison. They had a dream.
然后就讲到这个膳长跟酒正，他们得罪了王，结果被下在监里。
They told their dreams to Joseph. He interpreted them.
约瑟为他们解梦。
The baker was to die. The butler was to be restored to his position.
酒正要官复原职，膳长要被挂起来。
Chapter 40, verse 14.
在第40章14节。
Joseph says to the butler,
于是告诉酒正说,
Remember me when it's well with you. Please show kindness to me. Make mention of me to Pharaoh and get me out of the house.
于是对酒正说, 待你得好处的时候, 求你纪念我, 施恩于我, 在法老面前提说我, 救我出这监牢。
For indeed, I was stolen away from the land of the Hebrews, and also I have done nothing here that they should put me into the dungeon.
我实在是从希伯来人之地被拐来的。我在这里也没有做过什么，叫他们把我下在监里。
I counted that up, and there are 7 times.
我数了一下，有七次在这两节里面，约瑟提到我。
But at the end of the chapter, verse 23, the butler didn't remember, he forgot him.
可是在这一章的最后23节那边讲，酒正却不纪念约瑟，竟忘了他。
How could he forget him?
酒正岂能忘记他呢？
Joseph had saved his life.
约瑟为他解了梦，救了他。
By interpreting the right, correct dream.
耶稣为他那么准确的解了梦，救了他。
If we read chapter 41, verse 1,
当我们读到41章第一节的时候，
When it came to pass at the end of 2 full years, Pharaoh has a dream.
过了两年，那个英文说两个整年，法老做梦。
2 full years.
两个整整的两年。
God waited 2 more years.
神又让约瑟等了两年。
Well, hadn't Joseph suffered enough? Hadn't he been in school of obedience long enough?
难道约瑟学的功课，学这个顺服的功课还学的不够吗？
God knows better than we do how long we need to be held.
哦，主知道怎么样多久是最好的，他知道。
It's 2 more years.
约瑟还需要再两年。
I remember when the Lord called me to serve him.
我记得当主呼召我来服侍他的时候。
I wanted to go right away.
我想马上答应这个呼召。
I had many, many lessons to learn.
殊不知我还有许许多多的功课要学。
It took maybe 40 years before I ever went to foreign field.
花了主40年，我才有机会到外国去宣教。
I was 18 when he first called me.
我18岁的时候，主呼召我。
I was 36 when he put it into motion.
我36岁的时候，他开始制作我。
18 more years later.
在18年后，
Here is David, I mean, or Joseph in prison.
这边我们看到约瑟在监狱里。
And Pharaoh has a dream.
然后法老有一个梦。
God's clock strikes.
神的那个钟，好像在这个时候，一个闹钟在这个响起来了。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I remember, like I told you, I was 18 when God first called me.
我想到我自己18岁主呼召我。
And 18 years later, the phone rang one morning.
18年后有一天那个闹钟钟声响了。
It was March 20th.
哦不是是那个电话声响了。
It was
是3月20号。
It was 7:20 in the morning.
7点20早上7点20。
When the phone rang.
电话响了。
And I was asked to come serve.In a minister's faith home.
哦，在那个时候，我被邀请来加入一个信心家庭服事。
That had been founded by Martha Wing Robinson.
是罗宾森师母所开始的信心家庭。
Oh, but I remember the day, the time, the place.
我记得很清楚那个时间，那个地点。
I had waited 18 years.
我等了18年。
In prayer.
在这18年我不住的祷告。
And letting God make great changes in me.
这18年我一直祷告主啊你改变我。
Let's see what changes God did in Joseph those last 2 years.
我们看看主在耶稣身上这两年里面主做了什么。
Verse 14 of chapter 41.
41章。
Pharaoh sent and called Joseph. They brought him quickly out of the dungeon and he came. You know, it takes a few moments to shave, and I often wonder what was going through Joseph's mind as he was shaving.
我常常在想，当约瑟在刮脸的时候。他心里在想什么?
I wonder if he was saying, Oh Lord, you know, I have nothing, it's up to you to be with me.
他那时候一面在刮脸，他可能在想主啊，我什么都没有，我只依靠你与我同在。
Verse 15, Pharaoh said to Joseph, I have had a dream and there is no one who can interpret it, but I've heard it said of you that you can.Understand and dream to interpret it.
十五节，法老对约瑟说：“我做的一梦，没有人能解。我听见人说，你听了梦就能解。”
Hallelujah, Hallelujah,
Hallelujah.
If you see in verse 16, this is what happened during those 2 years.
我们从十六节可以很清楚的看见主在这两年在约瑟里面做的什么。
Joseph answered Pharaoh, saying, It is not in me. God will give Pharaoh an answer.
约瑟回答法老说，这不在乎我，神必将平安的话回答法老。
Oh, something happened to the me in the eye. It's gone.
两年前的那个我不见了。
Is exalted. God is exalted.
Oh, 神被高举。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's what God is working on.
那就是主在做的。
In these last days of time,
在这个末后的日子,
before our Lord comes,
在主来之前,
He is working on His servants to prepare us.
他正在预备他的仆人，他在他们身上在制作。
He wants us to be useful servants.
他要我们成为一个有用的仆人。
He wants to prepare us.
他要预备我们。
To change us.
来改变我们。
That when we see him, we will be like him.
当我们看到他的时候，我们要像他。
He wants to change us from glory to glory.
哦，他这样子荣上加荣的改变我们。
Let us behold him.
让我们来注视他，仰望他。
Let's keep looking at him.
一直的注视耶稣。
In a full surrender.
完全的降服。
We give ourselves completely to him.
把我们自己完全的降服给主。
Say, here I am, Jesus.
主啊，我在这里。
I belong to you.
主，我是属于你的。
Take me as I am.
主啊，照我的本相接纳我。
And make me what you want me to be.
把我制作成你所要的样子。
Don't let me look at circumstances.
不要让我看环境。
Don't let me look at people.
不要让我看人。
Let me see.That you are making all things work together for my good.
主啊，让我一直看见你是那位叫万事互相效力、叫爱你的人得益处的。
And for your glory.
是为着你的荣耀的。
Set me free from all that hinders.
哦，把我从一切的拦阻里面释放出来。
Show me my main nature sin.
让我看见我本性里面那个罪是什么。
And give me obedient heart.
给我一个顺服的心。
To repent.
哦，真实的那样子的悔改。
And to trust you.
然后全然的信靠你。
That you can change me.
主啊，你能改变我。
You have called me.
你是你呼召的我。
To belong altogether to you.
是你呼召我们全能的要属于你。
And don't let me spoil the ministry you've called me to do.
主啊，你呼召我出来的服事，求你不要让我把它毁了。
Remove anything that hinders.
哦，任何拦阻的，你旨意的，你都把它挪去。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Shall we pray?
我们一起祷告好吗？
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh Lord Jesus.
主耶稣。
We want you.
我们要你。
We desire you.
我们恋慕你。
You have showed us how beautiful you are.
主啊，你全然美丽。
How very humble you are.
你那么的谦卑。
You're willing to come into our hearts and lives.
你那么愿意进入我们的心里面。
Give us more trust that you are working.
哦，让我们全然的信靠你在做工。
That you are accomplishing your will.
主啊，你正在我们身上完成你的旨意。
As we come down before you.
哦，当我们更多的伏下来。
Bring us low at your feet.
主，让我们低伏在你脚前。
And Sister Mi, you pray in the, you pray, dear, in freedom.
Hallelujah. Oh, Canada, you go by shake, Canada.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Gloria.
主啊，谢谢你，谢谢你浩大的爱。主啊，你没有让我们，哦、yeah. oh, ，主啊，照着自己的意思活。你没有就让我们哦这样子去做啊，你还在向我们说话哦，主把你心里的话那么恩慈的释放出来，为的是要我们能够完全的得到你，也让你完全的得到我们。主谢谢你还给我们有机会哦，主啊，你的话出来就不突然反悔，必要成就你所要成就的。主啊，我们相信今天这些话，这些宝贵的教导，都是你亲自在这边对我们的心说话。主啊，你有办法让那个松树长出代替荆棘，你有办法叫番石榴长出代替棘藜，因为这些要为你留名，作为永远的证据，不能解除，要诉说你的荣耀。主啊，你花的重价把我买赎回来，你有把握，你有率领众子进入荣耀里。主啊，我们为了这边一起学习的每一位同学，我们都来相信你，你要做成，你在我们里面所开始的善工你必能做成。哈利路亚，因为你是信实的。主耶稣，我们谢谢你。主啊，我们在这里，主啊，向你说我们全然的属于你。主啊，你做哦，哈利路亚，在我们身上厉害的做，赞美你，成全你在我们每一位身上的旨意。哦，耶稣，谢谢你，奉耶稣基督的名，阿们。
哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚。Oh Jesus, we love you.
耶稣，我们爱你。
We adore you.
我们敬拜你。
Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus. 耶稣，耶稣，哈利路亚。
We thank you for your Holy Spirit.
为着你的圣灵，我们感谢你。
Ask you to lay your hands on every person this morning.
主啊，现在就按手在每一位的头上。
Give them a sight of yourself.
哦，让我们那样子的看见你。
Lay your nail-scarred hand on their heads.
你那个满了，你那个受了钉痕的手按在我们的头上。
Pour in more love for you.
哦，把你的爱充满在我们里面，让我们更多起来爱你。
They will love you more than the ministry.
哦，让我们爱你过于远远过于爱事工。
They will be like Mary who washed your feet with her tears.
哦，那我们都像玛利亚那样子的爱你，哦，用眼泪湿了你的脚，用头发去擦。
Pour anointing oil on you.
哦，用那个膏油抹你。
Her most costly possession.
用那个最珍贵的膏油来膏抹你。
She poured it on you.
哦，她用膏来膏足抹足。
And she dried your feet with her hair.
她用头发擦。
No matter if other people made fun of her or not.
不管怎么，别人怎么样的讥笑她。
They even criticized her.
他们甚至批评论断她。
But you and she shared the same fragrance.
哦，但是主，你和玛利亚在享受那个香气。
The fragrance that was on you when she dried your feet with her hair, she partook of the same fragrance.
当玛利亚用香膏抹主，当她在用头发擦你的脚的时候，她也享受到那个香气。
Jesus, we are here to partake.
主啊，我们在这里要一同来领受。
Let the fragrance of your presence rest on us.
哦，让你同在里面的香气。那样子的安息在我们里面。
Make us all lovers of Jesus.
让我们每一位都成为你的爱人。
Turn us from the love of self.
哦，让我们从那个自爱里面出来。
That we may be lovers of Jesus.
哦，让我们爱上了你，全然爱主。
Prepare us for your coming.
主啊，预备我们，为着你的再来预备我们。
You want to come to us.
主啊，你那么愿意的临到我们。
Before you come for us.
你在你来之前，你那么愿意临到我们。
Come to us.
主啊，临到我们。
We pray for the entire e-school.
我们为整个网络学校的同学们祷告你。
That you will reveal your presence.
哦，把你的同在向我们启示。
And they will taste and see the Lord is good.
哦，让我们每一位都来尝尝主恩的滋味，就知道实在是美善。
They will have greater hunger for you.
哦，让我们每一位里面有更大的对主的饥渴。
They will eat you as the bread of life.
哦，我来吃你，你是生命的粮。
They will drink deep of your spirit.
哦，来喝你，喝你，你的圣灵。
And they will be very sweet lovers of Jesus.
哦，主啊，当我每一位都成为你甜蜜的爱人。
我爱你。
主啊，我们爱你。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
我爱你。爱你，我爱你，耶稣。
我爱你，耶稣。
我爱你，爱你，我爱你。哈利路亚。
哦，哈利路亚。
哈利路亚。哈利路亚，哈利路亚。
哦，耶稣，我们爱你。Oh, yes.
Jesus. Oh, the joy that Jesus gives.
Oh, 耶稣所带下的那个喜乐潮。Hallelujah. Oh, 那个喜乐。
Hallelujah.
Your
joy.
Oh, 让我们尝到你的喜乐，主啊。
Increase our hunger.
哦，主啊，大大的加增我们对你的渴慕。
Increase our love.
加增我们对你的爱。
Because the love you want for all our heart.
主啊，让我们全人全心的爱你。
With all our soul.
哦，灵魂体都来爱你。
With all our strength.
尽心尽性尽力尽意的爱你。
So Christ is fully formed in us.
哦，直到你成形在我们的里面。
Keep working, Jesus.
主啊，厉害的做，继续的做。
From the youngest to the oldest.
从最小的到最大的。
Keep working in us.
主啊，厉害的做，继续的做。
Keep our eyes fixed on you.
哦，我们定睛在你的身上。
And we will go from glory to glory.
哦，荣上加荣。
Ask it for your name's sake.
主啊，我们这样子祷告是奉你的名祷告。
Help us to find the path to your feet.
哦，让我们找到那个到你脚前的路。
As we read the word.
让我们读你的话。
Open our eyes.
主啊，开我们的眼睛。
To see the path to your feet.
让我们看见你的话，把我们带到你的脚前。
That we never feel superior.
哦，不再觉得比别人好了。
But we take upon us this robe of a servant.
哦，乃是那个做奴仆的灵。
That we follow in your steps.
哦，跟随主的脚踪做奴仆。
To be filled with Christ and Christ alone.
哦，那样子的被耶稣充满，满有耶稣。永是耶稣。
To know that our greatest joy is to be low at your feet.
主啊，我们所能有最大的喜乐，就是低伏在你的脚前。
Not to look at the instrument who puts us to death.
哦，不再看那些你所使用的工具来致死我们的。
But to be so grateful that we are dying with Jesus.
哦，乃是极其的感恩，我们是与基督同死。
Until it is none of self.
一直到不再是我，没有我了。
Good self or a bad self.
不管是好的或不好的这个己的生命。
But all of Christ.
哦，都是耶稣，永是耶稣。
In Jesus' name I pray.
奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
耶稣，谢谢你。
Just a couple little words.
还有几句话要讲。
This one is, the most holy person will always be the most humble.
哦，最圣洁的人永远就是那些最谦卑低伏的人。
Self will disappear.
那个己生命会消失。
As we constantly behold Jesus.
我们如果一直不断地来仰望耶稣，注视耶稣，那个己生命会消失的。
I've been enjoying these classes.
我非常的喜乐跟你们在一起。
And sensing the Spirit of the Lord on our classroom.
感受到主的灵真的是运行在这个课室的里面。
And until then, Jesus bring us back together. Maybe we can stay together in spirit.
我们在主的灵里面，我们还是联系在一起。
And pray for one another.
我们彼此代祷。
Amen.
Amen.
Run after Jesus.
哦，那我们每一位都奔向耶稣。
Bless you.
神祝福每一位。